This is Coast Radio News for Friday, March 20th, 2020. I'm George Henry. In preparation for what some health officials say could be an upcoming onslaught of COVID-19 cases in Lane County and specifically Florence, Peace Harbor Hospital has moved in a special triage trailer that has taken up an area just outside of the hospital's emergency room. Chief Medical Officer with Peace Health, Andrea Holliday, says this will help determine what level of care patients with symptoms require.
Patients with symptoms, we can screen them and see which ones are serious enough to come into the hospital and which other ones can be sent home and have follow-up with their primary care physicians.
One other item of note, Dr. Holliday says more than ever, we cannot forget the importance of giving blood. In times of crisis, blood supplies often dwindle. She says contact your local blood bank and find the times and locations locally to give blood. Mayor Joe Henry has issued a letter from the city of Florence regarding the city's response to the current health crisis. He outlines the importance of curbing activities that require groups to gather, in part to keep those that are the most susceptible out of harm's way.
It is our shared responsibility to protect each other and our most vulnerable populations.
Mayor Henry emphasized the need to stay compassionate and to support each other during these difficult times. He also reminds people not to pass on unconfirmed information through social media.
We urge our community to be diligent in ensuring the information they consume and share is from official sources.
The City of Florence has set up a page on their website for information from Lane County Health, the Oregon Health Authority, and the CDC, www.ci.florence.or.us. The Oregon Health Authority is updating the daily numbers of cases of the coronavirus. The latest count was issued yesterday morning at 8 a.m. and includes 88 confirmed cases in Oregon, with 1,329 negative results and a cumulative number of testing since the beginning of 1,854. There are still 437 cases pending. That number should continue to increase over the next several weeks. Governor Kate Brown has officially shut down elective surgeries for the state of Oregon, a move already instituted locally at Peace Harbor. Brown indicated that the main reason for the shutdown is to preserve the stockpile of personal protection equipment. It's very limited at this time. Non-emergency surgeries and procedures use critical supplies of gowns, masks, and gloves. The order also covers procedures for dentists and veterinarians. There is a constant and fluid update on business closings and restaurants that are remaining open to serve the public. Coast Radio is maintaining a list on its website and Facebook page. You can access it by going to kcst.com. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, March 20th, 2020.